John chapter number 11. Let me read you three verses here this morning. If God will help me, stand with us. Let's read this together and honor the Bible. John chapter number 11, verse number 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, and said, "Where have ye laid him?" And they said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." Our Father, we love you. We thank you for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be here. Thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit that we can feel in this service today. Thank you, Lord, for these our brothers and sisters that are bound with us. Father, I pray, Lord, your blessings upon this place today. Lord, I pray that if there be one lost soul here, maybe they don't know you in the free pardon of sin. Lord, I pray that today would be the day, Lord, how that you'd convict them of their sins and draw them to an altar of repentance. Lord, that they might come repenting and believing upon the only begotten Son of God. We ask you, dear Lord, to go with us now in the service. Lord, may you anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach one more time. Give us strength, Lord, we pray, and give us voice. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us in what you do today. We'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, how he loved him. I want to talk to us on that thought just a few minutes this morning. Oh, how he loved him. You know, when you look that word love in the context of this scripture this morning, it's the Greek word phileo. It's the word that is talking about a friendship love here that Jesus had with Lazarus. The Bible said in verse number 3, when they came to the Lord and they said to him, and they sent after him and said, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." It's that context and where there was a relationship between Lazarus and the Lord Jesus that could not be unbroken. It was a relationship. Somebody said, "You're my best friend. You've probably found somebody here that is your best friend." And that best friend is the one that you don't have to see all the time. Sometimes it's that friend that there has been years went by, but when you get a phone call or you get a visit by that best friend, it immediately comes back together. And when you introduce them, you say, "This is my best friend." And it means something to you. Amen. It's a friendship that it cannot be unbroken. By distance, it cannot be broken by death. Neither can it be broken by disagreements or any of that. It is an unbroken friendship. And this was a love that Lazarus and the Lord Jesus had together. A love that was different than any other kind of love. Now I love my wife, but it's an intimate love. It's a kind of love that me and her come together and we're one. Amen. And we've raised a family because of that relationship of that kind of love. We've had children birthed into our family because of that kind of love. But I'm telling you this morning, you can have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that cannot be broken by anything else in this world. An unbroken love. Amen. This kind of love. Oh, how he loved him. The Bible said that Jesus asked the question, "Where have you laid him?" He wanted to go see Lazarus. He had spent 4 days. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, but the Lord still come to Lazarus. When you think about it this morning, he loved him. Even 4 days after he had died, he loved him. The Bible said that they were the Jews around there. They just looked at this thing, and the Bible said when Jesus had wept, the Jews looked at one another and said, "Behold how he loved says, and the Bible said he groaned within himself, and Jesus wept at the gravesite of his friend Lazarus. There's another time where Jesus and Judas, you remember Judas was the one that betrayed the Lord Jesus. The Bible said he was one of the 12, one of those disciples, the initial disciples, and Judas was one of them. Amen. And Jesus loved Judas. Amen. Now, that might be contrary to your thought today, but Jesus still loves sinners. Yeah. He loved Judas. And when Judas and Jesus came together at the betrayal, you notice that Judas walks up to Jesus and calls him master. And Jesus' response to Judas was, "Hello, friend."
Yeah.
It's the same relationship that you find here. Oh, how he loved him. Amen. Even when Judas betrayed him, he still loved his friend. Amen. It could not be broken this morning. This love that he had for Lazarus was indescribable. You cannot describe the love of God. Amen. Somebody said, if I could get above it, I can describe it. You can't get above it. Somebody said, if I can get beneath it, I can describe it. It's too deep. Amen. It's too high and it's too wide. It's indescribable. A man of God been standing in the pulpits across America and the world over in centuries now trying to describe the love of God. But you cannot describe the love of God. Amen. It's bigger, deeper, wider than you can ever imagine. Oh, the Jews must have looked at one another and said, how he must have loved him. Amen. As he began to weep at that gravesite. Oh, behold how he loved him. When you go to a funeral, it's always the family of the deceased, the loved one, where the family gathers around at the coffin time. They're the ones that shed the most tears. They're the ones with the biggest broken heart. Is that family when they come together. This friendship that Jesus had with Lazarus was deep. It was like family to him. Amen. He'd periodically go by Mary and Martha and Lazarus' house and visit with them. Oh, he was the one that Jesus loved. I want you to know something this morning. He loves you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may not act like it, but he sure did. And he sure does this morning. The Bible said now he had come to the graveside. It's indescribable how he loved him. It would be understandable if this had been a magistrate, if this had been a high priest, or perhaps if this had been a man of God, a preacher, a prophet. But this is just a pauper. Lazarus, a sick man. Oh, you can't describe the love of God. Amen. He loved us while we were yet sinners. The Bible said Christ died for the ungodly. He died for you. He died for me. He died for the drunk, the drug addict, the prostitute, the whoremongers. I'm telling you, for the liars and the thieves, those that steal, those on skid row. He died for the children. He died for the good moral man. He died for the religious man. I'm telling you, when he went to the cross, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How in the world can you describe such love? I put my hands on my wife's face and look at her and say, oh, I love you. That's about all I can say. But isn't it something how this love is indescribable? How a preacher's been trying to preach it. A church has been trying to sing it. People been trying to tell it, and it gets better and bigger every time we turn around. I'm going to tell you, it's indescribable, but I want you to know it's undeniable. Amen. The love of God is undeniable. There's proof in the love of God.
us while we was yet sinners, he died for us. And you know, there was a cross erected on Golgotha's hill, and God's Son, his only Son, went to that cross on yours and my behalf. He didn't go there to become the Son of God. He didn't go there to uphold his reputation. He didn't go there because he was religious or any of that. He went there because he loved you. And he loved me. It's undeniable. He not only said it, but he did it. Amen. It's one thing when somebody says, I love you. But it's another thing when they show you that love. Amen. Do you know why I keep a going home? Amen. Because I know when I get there, love is waiting. The proof has already been there. And I keep a going home. Amen. Do you know why I keep coming to the house of God? Amen. Because the proof is already here. Yeah. I know that God's going to meet with his people where two or three are gathered together. Yeah. He said, I'd be there in the midst of them. Yeah. I'm going to tell you his love's undeniable. What he done for us, he's done it in truth. There's a lot of folks today who tell you they love you, and you'll never see them again. Yeah. But he proved his love toward us. He went all the way to Calvary and died for our sins. Amen. Amen. And said, I love you. Yeah. On the cross of Calvary. Oh, think about it now. Think about it. It's unbelievable. His love is unbelievable. Who would have ever thought that he'd love somebody like you? Somebody like me, knowing who we are. Amen. Knowing who we are. Yeah. The deprived, proud heart. In depravity and in sin, conniving, always lying, always trying to get the advantage. Amen. Always trying to steal, trying to hurt. Amen. Now that's the mind of sinners, always trying to run over the other man. But I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus, he loved us despite of ourselves. Amen. Every one of us ought to have been in jail. Everybody in the house ought to be in hell. Amen. Because of we're the sinners. We were wrong. We've sinned against God. We've sinned against our fellow man. Every one of us ought to be cast out of his sight. But aren't you glad he didn't cast us away? Aren't you glad his love? Oh, it's unbelievable what he's done for you and I. All because he loves you and he loves me. The Bible said God is love. Amen. Now I'm going to tell you this morning, when you think about this love, it's unbelievable, but it's unconditional. Yes. He don't put no conditions on it. No. He don't say that if you love me, I'll love you back. That's the condition of the love of the world. Yes. If you love me, I'll love you back. If you'll scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Yeah. That's the extent of the love of the world, isn't it? But I'm telling you, God's love is unconditional. He loved us while we was yet sinners. The Bible said Lazarus was sick. That would have been the time to abandon him. Think about it. He couldn't do no anything for him anymore. That's the world's way of love. When you get used up, we'll just kick you out and get another. When you no longer, listen, our companies today, how men will give their hard backs and minds and hard labor for years, sometimes 30, 40 years, and then they'll get rid of them and replace them with a younger man and a younger woman. And they'll say, well, we appreciate your hard work. Goodbye. Here's your gold watch. Goodbye. We'll see you later. And they'll move somebody in. Isn't that about right? Amen. But I'm telling you what the Lord does. The Lord says, come up hither. Yeah. He says, come up hither. Said, you've labored. You've labored for me down there. Just come up a little higher. Amen. I tell you, this love is unconditional. It's not what we can do for him, but it's everything that he's done for us. Amen. Some of you out here, you're out there and you just can't hardly understand how God can love like that. You thought that God loved all the good people. That's not right. He loves sinners. That's why he came and died. was for sinners. We that cussed him and cursed him. We that mocked him and laughed at him, spit on him. Stripped him naked, put a crown of thorns on his head, mocked him, carried him to the cross of Calvary, hung him up between heaven and earth, naked in his shame. Imagine that. Imagine that. How you go to a hospital and the nurses and the doctors come in and they take away your dignity. They take your clothes off. And they take your dignity with it. Sometimes you just have to say, okay, and lay there in your shame, in your nakedness. Our blessed Lord went all the way to Calvary, stripped him down naked, hung him up on the cross. He took upon himself our shame, and our sin left us destitute and naked in our shame. But he took it to the cross. Woo! Hallelujah! Carried it all the way, glory to God, and gave us love unconditional. That's the love of God. Wow. This love is unending. It never has a stopping place. Faith and hope, we preached the other night, stops here. But love goes all the way. Love is what fuels eternity. I want you to think about that. The scientists said this. They said there's enough gases in the sun to take care of all the time that God allows for his creation to operate. Yeah. Somebody said, is it going to run out of shining? You know, the sun shines with gases. It's burning. It's a burning globe. Somebody said it's going to run out of fuel one of these days. And yes, it will. Yeah. It'll cease to shine one day when God pulls the plug. And says, time shall be no more. But when we get off into eternity, there is no sun. There is no sun. There is no oil or gas or anything to fuel that one eternal day with the Lord. Reckon what fuels that. When God ceases to love, eternity will stop. Because God will die. But God can never die. Because it's who he is. He's love. And it's what fuels eternity. Yeah. Amen. Somebody said, you boggled my mind. It ought to.
Yeah.
It ought to. Amen. The sun shining boggles mine.
Yeah.
But when I think about the love of God, it fuels eternity. And forever God will love.
Yeah.
He will love you.
That's right.
This morning, this world needs more of is love.
Yes, yes, it does.
It feels good to be loved. That's what the orphans are looking for, is love. Those without a mom and daddy, them little children. Somebody said, if we could just love them, you'll be surprised how they could grow up if they just had love. They've done experiments way back yonder of putting children, four, five, six children in a room and never have contact. Just feed them like an animal through the door. Just give them food and water. No contact, no human contact. And the little kids grew up and they were just existing. They had nothing. And then they took children then and they let them interact and love and be loved. And they grew up and they were normal. I want to tell you, we have to have love if we're going to exist here.
Amen.
You've got to have contact. Amen. You've got to be hugged.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes you just got to be hugged.
Amen. You just got to feel like somebody loves you to exist down here. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This morning, you need to feel love, don't you?
Yes.
Well, I got good news for you. Jesus loves you.
Yes, he does.
Amen. And he died for your sins.
Amen.
You feel like an outcast when it comes to God. You feel like you're far, far away from him. But Jesus said it's nigh unto you, even in your mouth.
Yeah.
He's that close.
Yes, he is.
He's that close to you.
Yeah.
With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confessions made unto salvation.
Yeah.
this morning, God loves you. I'd like for us to get a song.